Ordinarily this afternoon, I would have been catching up with Pete Holland at Jefferson Park as the Tigers take on the Greta Brankston Colts, but unfortunately Bengalla Group 21 is not going ahead this weekend. So instead, we've got Chairman of the Group 21, Pete Holland, here in the studio with us. Pete, how are we doing?
A lot drier than being outside, but the weather has cleared up a bit, but yep. Hey, look, we had to make a call.
So take us through it. Why was the decision made to postpone the round, I should say?
Well, Group 21 covers from Greta Brankston right through to Murrurundi and out to Merriwar. And there's been plenty of rain through a lot of the region, including down the valley where we know we had a lot of flooding around Singleton. Mm. Singleton Greyhounds, their park, Pertet Park, went underwater. Cooks Park, where a lot of games get played junior-wise, also got washed out.
Yep.
Greta Brankston, even though they were due to travel up the valley, it was going to be problematic when we made the call on Wednesday as to whether they'd be able to come on up. And we just thought that after consultation with both Musselbrook and Upper Hunter Shire councils about their grounds, that it was a better option to call it and call it early.
Because you do have another backup day that's pretty much at hand.
Yeah, we do. 16th and 17th next weekend. We had a round already set aside. There was going to be no footy next week if we'd got through without any washouts needing to be played.
Yep.
So it made it a lot easier to make that call, knowing that we had that backup weekend that we could just postpone and move everything forward the week.
Have you had any feedback from the clubs on this decision?
Look, a couple of the clubs are more than happy to be sitting out this week and wait till next week. It's a very tight competition at the moment, especially for heading towards the finals at the end of August.
Yeah.
And, teams like Greta would probably be going, well, we're glad that Musselbrook will have to play Scone still.
And the other thing is, a couple of blokes with niggling injuries gives them another week to get through.
It does give them another week. And another consideration that I took into fact was that players weren't able to train for the week. Mm. Hopefully they'll be able to get some training in next week. If things keep drying out, fingers crossed. And we'll just have to wait and see that hopefully we made the right call and we don't have to cancel any games at all.
So that would be the other consideration if, hopefully it doesn't happen, if more rain happens to come down next week, that would cancel that weekend. Is there another weekend in lieu for more rained out matches?
That's where we'd have to get together as a board and decide what we're going to do, whether we just cancel out the games.
Yep.
And share the points, or whether we reschedule them for a midweek.
Oh,
hopefully,
okay.
We don't have to do that.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I mean, it's something we could do, but
we want the weather to remain fine on so many different levels.
Definitely.
So that means next weekend, everything is as is. So first grade next Saturday should be Aberdeen and Greta at Jefferson Park. Also, Scone and Musselbrook on Saturday at Scone Park. And then just the one match on Sunday, which is the Demon Devils hosting the Singleton Greyhounds.
Yeah, exactly. And it was good to see Singleton get a win up last week at Pertec Park in round 10.
Yes.
Their first win of the season. So they're on a bit of a high as they travel to Demon next weekend. So that will be a good game of footy.
Yeah, just on that, actually, I want to mention that as far as the season is concerned, we've got Scone out in front, as is per normal, undefeated so far. They handed a bit of a tail whacking to Denman. Bit of a surprise for a lot of people because I think we all anticipated a really good showing from the Devils.
Denman were up 16-4 at one stage.
Yeah, what is
and
going on?
They were on fire, and then, I don't know, Scone just clicked into gear and started playing footy. They were on the back foot, though, Scone, for the first 20-25 minutes of the game.
Yep.
And Demon were really sticking it to them, but they seemed to run out of a little puff and Scone just went, let's click into another gear.
The other thing that must be pleasing for you as the chairman is the return of Greta Brankston to first grade. They've got themselves in fourth place. And we all remember Musselbrook couldn't even field a first grade side a couple of years ago. And they've got themselves in third place. So some real strides there for those clubs.
Exactly right. And look, having six teams back in first grade is absolutely fantastic for the game. I mean, a four-team competition wasn't really cutting it. Things were looking pretty dire.
Yep.
But we've stuck it out, and luckily these two clubs have been able to reform. And we knew that with Greta, that was their plan, that they were going to reform to get back into first grade. And Musselbrook also were able to pick up some players, and now we're back to the 16 competition and very competitive.
Very
Musselbrook Greta played last Saturday, And it was only 2 points in the end that separated them. It was a fantastic game of football. Probably one of the best ones I've been to this season.
Yeah, I've seen a few great games. Also, for some good games in reserve grade as well. Bengala Group 21 is definitely back, and it's been great in 2022. Just taken a weekend off because of the weather, but we'll be back next week, as will Pete Holland. Thank you, mate.
Mate, no drama whatsoever. I know that by postponing the round, one person who is really upset is my wife. because we're meant to go away after next week. I'm taking holidays for a little bit.
Yeah.
And she's saying, you're not going to football? I said, well, yeah, I am. Sorry.
The things the chairman does for Group 21 Rugby League, mate. Look, your sacrifices.
Oh, look, I'm taking her on holiday, so she should be happy.
There you go. Good on you, Pete.
All will be forgiven.
Thanks, mate.